Hi everyone, Russ Thomas here from RST Coaching Academy. Welcome to a new episode of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it. Hey everybody in internet land, Russ here again with another episode of Money Talks. And today is my pleasure to interview a new friend of mine, Kathy Kellen, from a little town in southwestern Minnesota.
It's Candy.
Candy, I'm sorry. What did I
That's
say?
Okay.
What did I say?
Kathy.
Kathy. Candy. I'm sorry, Candy. Anyway,
no problem.
From Slayton, Minnesota, southwestern Minnesota. So she's on today, and her deal is a little different than a lot of people that we've interviewed on Money Talks. She's in the business of helping marriages. I don't know, she's probably not a psychiatrist, probably not necessarily a pastor, but has got a heck of a lot of experience and insight in helping marriages. And somehow she has turned this passion into a business. And so we're gonna have her talk about that and how she's been able to do that, because obviously we're talking about how to make money on this website. So here we go. Candy, have at it. Thanks for stopping by. We look forward to getting to know you better and hearing your story and what you've got to say that's going to help people in their marriage, and then also how to grow a business around something like this that is kind of an unusual type of business. Okay, so go for it.
All right. Thank you so much, Russ. Appreciate you having me here. I would like to start with a story.
Good.
My husband and I have had a heart for marriages for many years. And what got us into doing this more was we were, how do you want to say, 6 weeks before we were supposed to go to Africa, we were asked to go. And it was like, what are we going to be teaching on? And they said, marriage and leadership. And that's, our hearts have been there for years. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, we're meant to go there. So we went to Rwanda and Kenya. And this was in 2010. We had been helping marriages off and on before that. We've been married almost 26 years now. But there was something about going there that just really connected with us. When you see people nodding their head, you know, you have a translator, obviously. When you see people nodding their head, and we had another situation where we were sharing tears with the men and then the women and then together. And yes, you can determine for yourself what we were talking about. We do talk about sex. Uh-huh. Intimacy, love. But anyway, so when that all happened and we saw people coming, we were in a crusade that was throughout a soccer stadium. And when you see people coming and just taking in everything that you're saying and nodding and coming up to you and thanking you, it's like, we're meant to do this. We knew we were meant to do this. So that was the beginning of us doing it more. And then, you know, I'm at the age where internet is, I can give or take. But now with our business, it was like one day, boom, why don't you do what you do online?
Yeah, indeed.
So, right. Yeah.
Let me go back to Africa for a second. When you were there speaking and teaching, were you working anything with couples that were having difficulty in their marriage, or was it just primarily presentations from a platform?
It was primarily presentations at that point. We did meet in smaller groups, like at times we met with the leaders of Rwanda, and which there they know that marriages should be out up there and Christian beliefs should be up there. They understand that. Uh-huh. But like say for instance, the one session was us talking to 35 churches who had sent 10 leaders from each church so they could go back and teach.
Wow.
So,
Yeah, I
yeah.
think that going back to my question about marital problems, the United States does not have first choice on marital problems. I think it's probably a universal thing because people are people and selfish by nature. And if we haven't learned how to get past that when we're kids, we're going to take it on to adulthood and a marriage relationship, and it can be really messy. So I imagine some of the same problems that we marriages face here in America were faced by some of the people as well. Whether or not it's to the same extent or anything like that, but probably very necessary to get some help and to offer your help and for people to receive the help that you guys offered. So now you're back in America and you're
Yes.
saying, let's make a business out of this and do it online, huh?
Well, that took place a couple years ago, actually. We continued to do some presentations and teach, like in town or wherever we were asked to go talk. My husband and I really enjoy being on stages because we are who we are and we have fun with each other, and that's how we are in our marriage. So it's showing the real side of that it can be fun and that you can enjoy each other's company. And then we obviously share tips and things like that. So getting back to how this all began as far as online, how do you want to say it? We prayed about it.
Okay. Good idea.
And
Good place to start.
we prayed actually that God would show us because my husband, well, at that time he was like 64, and I was 59, and we're getting, life is going by really fast. And we're like, okay, we need to do something that is going to make an eternal difference in people's lives. That was our prayer. That was our prayer. And so, I mean, I humbly say this because it was all God. It wasn't 2 days later. And he gave me the aha moment. It's like, dude, so it's kind of exciting because we've seen all along as we've done this that he has his hand in this. This is not about us. It's about, prioritizing marriage and first of all, prioritizing him in your life and that relationship. Yeah.
So
So.
you got the aha moment, and
Yep.
then must have been a vision came along that kind of laid out the plan as to how the heck you're going to do this.
That's well said. I'm actually the creative one, and I'm like 95% of this business. My husband has been in banking for 38 years. Don't hold that against him. He's a personalized banker, not just a pencil pusher. But so what happened is I started learning because I wasn't big into internet as much as a lot of people. And what we more or less, how is the best way to say that? I started putting my vision into action. That's exactly what I did.
Gotta
And
do that.
yes. And even naming your business. And I'm going to also say that it was hard. We call it a business tree, a business ministry. That's what we call it. And it was hard to say we're going to charge money. I've actually had, how they say it says in the word to seek wise counsel. I've talked to a pastor, I've talked to other people who do this on a Christian basis, and their input was kind of what we were feeling is you need to put skin in the game because otherwise it doesn't have any value. It doesn't have as much,
Are you
which is
talking about yourselves? Or are you talking about the people who would come to
the
your
people who would come and pay,
Yeah.
they would need to pay because, in my heart, because it is something that I know God's put on my heart, it's like, well, shouldn't we just serve? Because that's what we had been doing. We never charged for any of that. So it's like, yeah, you're serving. But also, I think, like you said, you want to be able to help the kingdom. And if you're not getting funds for, what God has put on your heart or what the skills that he's given you, you're not going to be able to help other kingdom related businesses or churches or organizations
Right.
that you
And
that he thanked you.
there's value to what you know, what you've experienced. And so to charge a fee for that, I mean, if you were a marriage counselor,
Yeah.
you'd be charging a heck of a lot more than you are now for your seminars. And so, certainly don't feel guilty about that. The Bible says that the husbandman is worthy of his hire. And Paul said, Paul, the Apostle Paul said, if I've given you, if I've shared with you spiritual thing, is it too much for you to ask of, monetary things or, temporal things in terms of money, food, and so on and so forth? And so love makes the world go round. There's no doubt about it, but money definitely helps fuel that whole process. And so
Well,
you've got to have it. You've got to have it in your pocket. And people, like you said, need to put some skin in the game. I have done some seminars that were free, and people have counseled me and says, you know what, you need to be charging for this stuff. They it's free, and so, well, if I make it, I make it. If I don't, it's I don't. So even a nominal fee basically gives them some skin in the game, and some hopefully will back that up with some commitment of, I'm going to be there for crying out loud. I invested $10 or $20 or $200. I'll
Yes.
show up. Yeah. So,
Well, and it's even we I pray for wisdom to know and discernment to know what do we charge, because he knows I don't like and everything's his. So that's how we kind of work it. But I
right.
do want to say, the hesitancy of not charging was overrided by the ability to help others with the funds that I received from that. If that makes sense.
It does indeed. Yeah. If you got the financial wherewithal, you can do more. You can go more places and speak in California that maybe without those funds you wouldn't be able to afford it. And so reinvesting some of that money into expanding your reach, basically. As they talk about other people's stages, and sometimes it costs some money to get out onto those stages. And so, just get what you can, that stuff.
Well, and that's where we're at.
Yeah.
But what I guess if people are hesitating, because you do money talks, and if there's anyone listening that has a vision, has a mission, because our mission doesn't extend to just helping groups of married couples. I really want to the spark to happen that we need to have even a marriage revolution to get the marriages back to where they're supposed to be. Because if your marriage is healthy, it affects everything. It's going to affect your work. It's going to affect your relationships with other people. It's going to affect, obviously, your family and your wife or husband. So that is something that we are, for lack of a better word, preaching and trying to get, like I said, that spark so that other people catch that vision. And if we maybe even might teach people to do what we're doing, because since we've gone through it and are going through it, we have some insights.
Yeah,
And
you could help other people get a similar thing going. Well, as you know, the family unit is under big attack.
oh,
And
yes.
the start of that family unit is the marriage between the husband and the wife, between the man and the woman, if you
Yes.
don't mind me saying so.
Oh, I definitely am so
And
glad you said it.
so you're trying to protect and preserve the institution of family and the institution of marriage. When you were saying, when you do a seminar, do you is that just a one-time thing and then you pack your bags and go home, and those people take what they've learned and they go home and try to implement? Or do you have a follow-up? Do you have something going on that you're actually being able to get people to plug into you and your husband for further coaching and so on?
Actually, we are in the process. It's been out there a little bit, but we're starting to really push it, going to be pushing it more. And it's a marriage community. We don't have to do marriage alone anymore.
Yeah.
And so I do what's called the virtual dinner party, which is inviting people, and it's no selling, and it is free. You know, we were just talking about charging, but this is so I can get to know them. They can get to know me, and it doesn't have to be both people in the couple, because a lot of times it's just one, you know, the man or the woman. And also I pose questions that makes them think. And so then we have a break. We have breakout rooms, three or four at the max in each room, and you share, and then people give feedback. And then you come back to the main room, and we share some maybe, and then we go back and do it again.
Yeah,
And I
well.
usually have those at the end of the month, once a month. So that is something. I don't know if I'm quite answering your question. I might have got sidetracked, but
Good.
you know, that is a way that we stay connected, as well as the, like I said, we're focusing more on building that community, because in my heart, there are too many people that are so frustrated, they're so lonely, that don't feel like they're loved anymore. Or even those that feel like they got have a good marriage, but know they can have a better one. I mean, that should be all of us, right? We all can have a better marriage.
Yep.
And doing it with community, you have that encouragement. We all need encouragement. And sometimes our spouse doesn't give it to us. Even in my case, you know, we're human. You had mentioned earlier about, you know, the counseling or the pastor or whatever. We're just a normal, well, actually, some people probably call us abnormal, but we're just a normal couple that really, really cares. In fact, my Facebook profile is Candy Cares, because I do. In fact, I get emotional because I care. I really, really know that we have helped marriages, and I know we can help. And sometimes it's just that little thing. Or sometimes it's like, are you really arguing about that? In the scheme of things, is it really that important? You know, just to take a step back and look at how are you really treating your spouse?
Yeah.
You know, and focusing on them instead of always, you know, on yourself.
Me, 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 me. Yeah.
Right. And my actually it's my brother gave me a really good analogy, I think, once. And what it was, you know, they always say 50-50. And I used to say, no, it's 100-100, but he gave me a good insight. What it is sometimes you need to give 70 because your spouse only has 30. Sometimes you need, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it might be 90 and 10. And there's those times where, because say your spouse is sick. I was disabled for 7.5 years. My spouse had to do a ton. I was healed in a dream, by the way.
All
So
right, cool.
bad for that. Yeah. I said he healed me because I have a big mouth and he knows I'll share about it.
Yeah, that's
That's
right.
why he healed me.
What it's for. Yeah, that's the unto of stuff like that, you know,
Yeah,
where you can
absolutely.
express that
Absolutely.
to others and encourage others. Yep.
Yeah. So, and we're supposed to comfort others with the comfort Christ has given us.
Yeah.
And that's what we feel we're doing, because, you know, we all go through things. And there's no scale of who went through more or who went through less. But sometimes I feel like people do that. But, you know, that's why the community, and you can post anonymously. You don't have to say it's me. So
No.
you don't That's the good thing. That's what I really like about it. It's actually, I should probably give you the name of the group, Building Stronger Marriages Together. I stress together. So that is,
And
so
this is on
anyway.
Fa this is a Facebook group.
Yes. Yep. And it is amazing how sometimes it's just that little bit of encouragement or that little bit, the small stuff does make a big difference type things. I can't tell you how many times I have shared something so little, like someone comes up to talk to me or I have someone reach out to me and something so little, and it's like, it makes a difference in the marriage. It's just,
Something that you have said, or you're
yeah. And it's being intentional. We just, we go about our day, and too many times we're just literally going about our day trying to keep our head above water. And it's being intentional, just like your relationship with God, you have to make it important in your life. And we need to do that with our marriage because, God's the one that created that one, the union. And too many times it's you and me, and it isn't. It's us.
Right.
And that's
Sometimes it's you versus me.
yeah.
There's a real problem. And
Yes. Well, we all have arguments. I mean, we all do. Like I said, I mean, we're just normal people. We have them, but we learn by them. At least you should. I mean, we had a time of probably 4 years ago or so where we needed to get outside help. Things were just not, when you just know that it's just not going right, something's not right. And we went and got help, and we went and talked to some really good friends of ours that were believers that, gave us some guidance. Talked to our pastor, and we even went to a 3-day retreat, I guess you could say it.
Was this before you got into this,
Yes,
what you're doing
yes,
now?
yes.
Okay. So you're able to take that, what you went through. Golly gee, do you suppose maybe you were led into that valley, so that you could learn and grow and then come out on the other side victorious and be able to share what you've learned and grown by to other
Yes.
people? That still goes back to, Second Corinthians chapter 1, where part of our deal with problems is to turn around and be able to help other people through theirs.
Absolutely.
We all have the difficulties, and whether or not the same circumstances that we've been through, but principles are principles, and they
Exactly.
be guiding forces, and really help a
Yeah.
lot. Wow.
And I want to encourage too, I hope it's okay to say this, but encourage anyone that is in an unsafe relationship, because I actually was married before and I was so in the middle of it, I didn't realize how bad he was to me.
He really loves me. I know he really loves me. Yeah, that crap.
Yep. Well, he never said he was sorry the 7.5 years we were married. Never. It was always my fault. So the control, it's not right. I mean, seek help. See, I didn't know there was help out there. I didn't even realize I was, my brother helped me see the light, for lack of a better word. And I was a believer. I have been for years, and I thought he was too when I married him. But Satan's out there.
Oh, he
Like a
hates you.
lion, waiting to devour his prey, and we just need to keep that in mind. So, can I end with a story?
Well, I would say so.
Okay,
Go for it.
all right. This is a story that to encourage anyone that feels like, should I do this business or can I make it in my marriage? I was really close to my dad. I had three older brothers. 10, let's see. 11, 8, and 6 years older than I was. So that's how I got my name. Sweetest thing he ever saw. So he called me Candy.
All
And
right.
my middle name is, because they were so happy, Joy.
All
So
right.
that's my name.
Is
So
it
anyway,
Candy or Candace?
it's Candace, because my mom's
Candace.
name was Eunice with ICE, so they did Candace. But I've always went, except for when I was working against and with attorneys, a part of another career, I used Candace because it sounded more.
More professional
Yes,
sounding. It's
exactly.
like me, sometimes I'll use Russell, but most of the time it's just Russ.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, lost my train of thought. Oh, I was close to, was very close to my dad. He had cancer, and obviously you have treatments, radiation, chemo. And so, and he dealt with the cancer for 7 years. So off and on, he would have to do radiation and chemo. Oh, hi. Hi.
Number five.
Anyway, so when I brought him there one time, he always had this thing about one day at a time, sweet Jesus. That was, he loved that song. He'd always say, one day at a time, Candy. And so it was instilled within me, at least. I don't know about my brothers, but anyway, so when I was sitting there next to him, watching him get his treatment, and this time he looked at me. And he said, "Well, Candy, now it's one drip at a time." So I want to share that because I understand how it is where you just don't feel like you can take another step, where you just don't, or you are getting so much, like you're trying to start a business and you're getting so much coming at you that feels like it's against you starting. I want to encourage people. And to me, that's saying you can always do one drip. It adds up. And
That's right.
so,
A little bit
yeah.
at a time. My mentor in the business, in the coaching business, Grant Cardone, he says, if you're not reaching your goals, you don't lower your goals, you increase your activity, in order
Absolutely.
to reach those goals. And so that's just, get started and don't quit.
Yes.
If somebody, whether it's marriage or there was a woman in the meeting that a training that I went through in Milwaukee was, I think she was doing something with family dinners. And it's like, how do you make a business out of that? Well, she probably has been able to. So anyway, there's all sorts of things that people can turn into a business as you have. What advice would you have to offer somebody with a dream and something to say? How to help them turn that into a business for themselves and ultimately to
To
provide a
serve.
service and or a product to somebody. What would you say?
Well, I've heard it been said that if you have skills and you know you can help people, you're doing a disservice to the people you could be helping. And so I started looking at it that way, and that's what really pushed me. Now, I'm not saying that while I was creating all this, I didn't get discouraged, but by the grace of God, really, I just knew that I just needed to keep doing what I felt Him leading me to do, to be obedient. And if God has put something on your heart, be obedient. And he may be just seeing if you'll be obedient, because that's what I thought at first when I started this. Well, no, I knew he was going to use it. I just knew. But I'm just saying, when people ask me about what I was doing, that was sometimes what I'd share, because it's your vision. Don't go by what everybody else tells you. People aren't going to understand because they don't feel your passion. They don't understand what's in your heart. They don't know all your skills. So that would be my, don't give up. Like you said, keep going. And some days you're going to have bad days, but you just keep one drip at a time.
Persevere, persevere.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
neither you nor your husband come from a business background,
Oh,
right?
actually, No, well, he's in banking for 38 years, so.
not business that, he owned a business or anything. Like, so this was a whole new thing for both of you to strike out from your husband, even in banking. He was still an employee for some other
Correct.
organization. And it sounded like you were maybe in law or something, but still breaking into business, following your dream, your passion, w was that difficult to be able to transition from where you had been at so many years? And then it's like, okay, I got to start thinking like a business person. I got to treat this like a business and follow certain things. Was that a challenge to get into that mode?
For me, it really wasn't, but I could see where it would be. It wasn't because I knew I needed to do it because it was so impressed upon my heart by the Lord.
All right.
But yet, there, not to say there isn't situations that were difficult. It, figuring it out on what to do and actually being discerning on, there's so much out there. What do you need to learn? I made mistakes. I know I overspent on different things. This is money talks. Well, yeah, you have to invest in yourself. You have to invest in your passion. You have to know there's a lot of things online, but I would suggest not doing it alone. Even if it's just someone, find someone that has been through or has a vision, had a vision similar to yours, and see if they will walk through or be your mentor, or even finding the courses. Be careful, I would say, because there's a lot of them out there, but you need to learn. I mean, if you, this is it isn't easy. It isn't easy. Just like, I say in one of my in the virtual dinner party, I have a question. Marriage is really easy. Well, it can be. If you think about it, it's just those little things. So we talk about that some. But in business, it can be easy, but you have to learn it. If you don't, like I say, if you go into a dentist's office and I give you his tools, I still wouldn't want you to do anything on my teeth, right?
Big trouble, right
Right.
on. Yeah,
It's
yeah,
not,
yeah.
and we have a lot of tools available to us, but we have to know how to use them. And that's exactly what I say with helping married couples. You may have know what tools you need, but do you really know how to use them? And I'm here to help them.
That's right. Yeah, and the point of my question was a person coming from a non-business
Did
background
I cover that? Maybe I
making
didn't.
that transition and how to get the mindset of a business owner and learn what they have to do. That's where I come in because I focus on coaching and helping individuals and business owners, to improve their business and make, pardon the expression, make more money in the process, so they can do more with it for their family and for themselves and for their country, for their church, and so on and so forth, their community.
Amen.
But so people do need that. I've been in a number of businesses for the last 50 years, small businesses that I have owned and operated. Most of them didn't really do much at all. But although I enjoyed being in business for myself, I was always by myself. And
Yes.
looking back, it was like I really didn't have anybody to turn to, nobody to call upon, nobody to ask for advice. And so that's what I do now is I offer that advice and that coaching service. And you also in your realm can offer that same advice. And so how can people reach you, Candy? What is your you gave your Facebook group of Building Stronger Marriages Together. All right.
Correct.
What is your website address?
Actually, at this point, I have decided not to focus on a website. So I more do the virtual dinner parties and
So
the
how do you reach
how do they
out?
get a hold of me? Well,
Exactly.
my email is actually Have them call me. 507-22.
507
Yep. 226.
226
4475.
4475.
And have them, if they could, mention that, you know, how they came across me on your Money Talks
All right.
podcast. And we'll see maybe if I could give them some kind of break if they decide to work
Well, cool.
with us.
Yeah. And
Yes.
that goes, I'm sure, for not just people struggling with a marriage or want to make a good marriage great, but somebody that's thinking about doing something similar to you. It sounded like you would love to be able to help people establish their own business ministry
Yes.
in this same realm.
I
So
would be very, anyone that has a heart for marriages, and I would love to teach you how to fish.
cool. Yeah. All right, folks. Candy is standing by. 507-226-4475. Tell her that you heard about her from us, from this Money Talks webcast. And don't forget the Facebook group, Building Stronger Marriages Together. You can go there and then you can join. And then you're in like Flynn, and you can take advantage of all that she's got to offer and probably get on her mailing list and be apprised of all of the things she's doing. So, anything else? Final thoughts, Candy, before we hang up here.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. This was a joy. I really enjoyed it. I appreciate what you do, and I appreciate your heart for the Lord, and that, you know, you're sharing that with others.
Yeah, you're
And
making me
yeah.
blush.
Yes. But as far as the final thought for, I would say, keep on keeping on. Seriously. I mean, when you feel like stopping, just take that one drip. When you feel like you're discouraged, reach out. You know, I don't know if you need help unless you tell me. And so if you reach out in our Facebook group, we're there for you. We
Yeah.
really are there for you.
Yeah. Yeah. We put on our little Sunday smiles and everything's cool. And then during the week, we're falling apart inside. And so it's not supposed to be that way. It's not
No.
meant to be that way.
Be
When we
honest with
help, we need
yourself.
to call out for it. So, Candy, it's been great. Thanks for
Yeah, thank
stopping
you so
by.
much,
And
Russ.
enjoyed meeting you all the way from Slayton, Minnesota. Up there, a little chillier than maybe what we have here in Daytona Beach. But thanks
Yes.
again for coming by. It's been a great time getting to know you and feeling your heart, your passion for what you're doing for marriages and how you're making a business out of this and being able to figure out how to monetize it so you can actually do more. If you were independently wealthy in the first place, it wouldn't matter so much, but you do need some cash flow in order to sustain what you're wanting to do. And also the people that are taking advantage of your services, your counsel and so on. You started by talking about skin in the game. They need to have something in there because free rides, you know, aren't all that. You get what you pay for. So anyway. So
Yeah.
with that, folks, we'll call this a done deal here on Money Talks today. Thanks for tuning in and Candy is going to be standing by for you to call her at 507-226-4475 or go to her Facebook
I'll be there.
page at Building Stronger Marriages Together. Anything you need to do for getting a business like hers going, call her. Anything else, give me a call. We're here to serve you. Both of us are here to serve you and just help you
Absolutely.
become all you can and serve the best of your ability. So with that, we say over and out, and we'll see you next time, folks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, thanks for being here today for another episode of Money Talks. I hope it was informative and encouraging to you. If it struck a chord in your heart, or if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. Visit us at rstcoachingacademy.com. Call 386-286-2276. 2450 or send an email to email@RST Coaching Academy. Thanks again, and until next time, be great.